Welcome to the Driving Your Marketing Podcast, where small business entrepreneurs come to discover the strategies, systems, and tools to kick their marketing into high gear. If you want to go from surviving small business owner to thriving entrepreneur, you're in the right place. Let's get ready to roll. All right. Welcome, everybody. This is Eli Delaney, the creator of the Driving Your Marketing Podcast, here with another cool, fun episode. And the whole point behind what we do here with the Driving Your Marketing show is to bring in fun and exciting, cool guests, people that I meet along the world. Sometimes I meet them in person. Sometimes I meet them virtually, which is really kind of a cool way to put this, considering today's guest. We've never actually met in person. As a matter of fact, we actually had our first conversation on the phone just a few weeks ago, and I've known her for years. Lisa Rodriguez is the founder of Next Level Consulting and Virtual Assistants, a unique VA company offering both strategy and implementation services under one umbrella. Her team offers admin support, WordPress website development, social media marketing, and a lot of other fun stuff. And her goal is to be a one-stop shop for online entrepreneurs. So Lisa, thanks so much for joining me today.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. This is going to be awesome.
Yes, it's definitely going to be fun. And it's so great because, you know, like I said on your intro, the whole thing is it's so funny because you and I have known each other for years, but we've just talked on online world, you know, Facebook messages here and there, commenting on each other's blog posts, that kind of stuff. And we actually stopped and took the time to actually say, you know what, we should actually have a real life conversation someday.
True. Yeah, I've been telling a lot of my clients, social media is really amazing. You can meet and connect with some of the most amazing people. They have really, really cool gifts to share. But the thing is that it just can't always be a virtual conversation. You have to have a comfort level with picking up the phone and reaching out and, you know, doing the live networking and whatever have you. But in our case, because we're not close to one another, just picking up the phone and making that connection. I mean, how long have we known one another on Facebook? It's got to be easily 2 or 3 years, maybe even longer.
Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah, right? Definitely. It's easily 2 or 3 years. I would say probably on the higher end, if not even closer to like 4 or 5 years even, because I know when you and I got connected, it was actually when we were under our old branding name, which I'm not even going to mention here, but we rebranded 3 years ago, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. And I know that that's when you and I first actually connected. And, right. You know, taking this long, and finally I was like, okay, this is silly. We really need to have a real conversation one of these days. And that's how we actually had a great conversation just a couple of days ago. Got to find out more about some of the cool projects you're working on. I got to share some of the cool projects I'm working on. And, of course, it was like, you know what, after actually having a real face-to-face conversation or sort of, you know, phone conversation, I should say, we were like, I think Lisa would be an awesome guest to bring on the show because she's got so much cool information to share. So that's why I wanted to bring you on. And, you know, your topic is really cool because a lot of our clientele, a lot of people that are listening to this show are small business owners, entrepreneurs, mom and pop shops, coaches, consultants. And definitely we go with that solopreneur mentality, but a lot of them are not necessarily online per se. They have a website and they have their Facebook and everything, but they still kind of work in the local environment. And what you do as having a virtual assistant, you know, relationship, that's pretty cool. And a lot of people still don't even quite understand what a VA really is. So kind of let's, you know, before we get into that question, though, I want to have you talk about that for a bit. But how did you get into this whole online marketing and all of the fun stuff that you do?
Well, you know, it's funny. Life kind of takes you on a journey, and I think it's really important that you always just kind of remain open. I spent 22 years in corporate America working as an executive assistant, personal assistant at the C level for company presidents, CEOs, et cetera. An amazing experience. It was like boot camp. I learned how to do anything and everything, how to get it done on time, within budget. I mean, I sent people around the world and back, you know, in 30 days, that kind of thing. And it was awesome. However, you know, the economy tanked, And after all of these years, I suddenly found myself unemployed. And, you know, people had always approached me and said, oh, you know so much about so many different topics. Why don't you become a coach? So I actually I'm in New York. I flew to California to take a 7-day coaching certification. And it was at that point, as I was going through this course, there were maybe 80 or 90 people attending. And I don't even want to tell you how much I spent, but it was an amazing experience. But I quickly realized that I was sitting in a room full of people who, again, had amazing gifts to share with the world, but they had no idea how to run a business, how to build a brand, how to market themselves effectively, how to set up a website, how to set up an LLC, how to get a newsletter up and running, how to develop an autoresponder. And I quickly realized, okay, we need to kind of downshift. Do you really want to be a coach, or do you want to do all these other things that you really have a background in? And that's how Next Level Consulting kind of evolved. We started out doing predominantly VA work, which was what I consider more administrative, doing newsletters initially. I mean, back when I started 5 years ago, I wasn't even using WordPress. I wasn't even aware of WordPress. I was using a GoDaddy application called Website Tonight and just mm-hmm. thought I was a guru with that, you know. And they still have
that awful program.
I know. But I thought I was cool because I was like, hey, templates, and look, I can move it here, and you know, whatever have you. So that's how I started out. And I started taking training classes. I've always been the geek. You know, I love testing new software applications. I'm the one that reads the manual from start to finish, and I teach people other things. So once I got into WordPress, that was it. I just kind of turned a corner. And at that point, I was almost 2 years into my business. And WordPress was a game changer because so many people were making the shift. They still, even though it was fairly user-friendly and intuitive, it still wasn't something that you could just step easily into, you know, applying a template and then customizing it, and to say nothing about developing a logo, branding, and all of the other stuff that went along with that. So I decided to partner with some really amazing freelancers that I had actually hired to do work on my own site and established a team. So I ended up with a team of 6 people. I have a VA of my own. I have a graphic designer she's absolutely awesome. And then I have 2 HTML guys, and everybody's here in the States. I don't do the whole outsourcing thing. I just didn't have a good experience. But we're in different time zones, so it still works. And they do some of the heavy lifting. You know, I can code, but what it would take me 3 or 4 hours to do, these guys can do in like 15 minutes. So it's just more cost effective for my clients. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of, you know, how we got our start, and then it just grew from there because, as you know, as our business evolved and as I learned more about what was in demand in the marketplace, that's when we kind of upshifted into doing membership website development, because everything now is about developing your tribe and developing a community, but you also want to monetize it and develop that passive income. And, you know, a lot of the entrepreneurs have great ideas and awesome businesses, but it's when they start out, it's almost always an hours for dollars business model. And that's great in the beginning. However, it's really easy to get burnt out because when you're billing hourly, you know, and then you're also trying to maintain the back end, you know, doing your billing, your social media marketing, and all of those other things that go along with running a business, it's a daunting task to try to do that all on your own. And that's where a virtual professional steps in. You know, they can help you do the social media marketing. They can help you do the updates on your WordPress site or develop a site from scratch like we can. You know, they can help you get your Facebook page set up and your Twitter page and your profiles and do the SEO and a bunch of other things, you know, stuff that we'll probably touch on as we go through this. But that's how I started out, and it's just been so cool because I get to do something new almost every day, and that was what attracted me to the business in the first place. It was just the idea that I could be home in my PJs with my dog in my lap. I didn't have to commute an hour into the city, and I could build my business around my life versus building my life around my business or my job, if you will, the way that I kind of, you know, lived before that. So that's how we kind of, you know, how I got my start and how we've evolved into doing what we're doing now.
Very cool. And that really leads into, I mean, that leads into some really cool stuff and kind of explaining what a VA does, because so many people don't understand what a virtual assistant is. And for everybody listening, for those of you that don't understand what a VA is, virtual assistant, that's what it stands for. And what you've basically done is you turned what would be a job that you might have to go to an office to into the ability to work from home, work anywhere, honestly. You're pretty much location independent. You can do it anywhere as long as you have internet access and a phone.
That's it. Yep,
and
there you go.
The great advantage to that for somebody hiring a VA is the fact that they don't have to have somebody come to their place. I mean, I know for me, I could not have an actual employee right now. Because of the fact that I do work out of my house, I am location independent as well. I spend most of my time actually hanging out at coffee shops.
And Starbucks.
We have some great, you know, Starbucks isn't really allowed so much around here because, you know, Portland is a very, and there are Starbucks, but they're not, you know, they're not getting near as much business as the local guys do. And I found a great local place. I know the owner really well. He's probably the smartest entrepreneur that I've met down here, or up here, I should say. It's been beautiful. And he's realized that now he's but pretty much my office. So it's a lot of fun. You know, for me, I couldn't have somebody coming to my place. First off, my dogs don't like strangers. Exactly. And so the concept of having a virtual assistant, basically somebody that can do those tasks without having to be underfoot all the time. And that's there's a beautiful thing to that. So explain some of the type of tasks that a virtual assistant can do for people.
Well, I mean, VAs on the whole, I mean, some of them get a bad rap. Part of my issue with the title VA, if you will, is that people see the word assistant and they immediately think secretary. And that's not it at all. Virtual assistants or virtual professionals, or sometimes they're called online business managers, they have a highly specialized skill set. And that's basically what they're offering at a premium. And what a lot of people don't recognize is that, you know, there's a huge savings versus having an employee. I mean, when you have an employee, there's a whole host of other things that happen in the background, you know, the taxes and the medical benefits and all the other things that you're legally required to do when you have a full-time employee. That doesn't happen when you have a VA. But getting back to your question, the types of tasks, I guess it varies, and it does depend on what your needs are. So when you're in the market for a VA, you want to have a very specific idea of what it is that you need a VA to do for you. And one of the things that I always tell my prospective client during one of our free consults, I ask them to come up with a wish list. Make a list of all of the tasks that you really hate to do. Some people hate to blog. They struggle with coming up with content. They hate to upload and tag and do the keyword research. Some people don't like going through their email on a regular basis. They just think it's a time drain. Others they're terrified of social media marketing, and they don't do it because they're so afraid of, you know, I've had a woman like, I don't want to offend anyone. I don't want to bother people. And, you know, that can't be further from the truth. You know, if you're going to leverage social media, you really have to put yourself out there in a really big way. And a lot of people have fear around doing those types of things. PowerPoint presentations. I mean, if you're a speaker, more than likely you have a set keynote speech. You need slides to throw up in the background. You want them to be branded. You want your marketing to be consistent. You know, a VA can do those types of things. If you're running a WordPress site and, you know, as you're developing your packages, your promotions for your different services, a VA can update those pages, create sales pages for you, help you to develop your pink spoon or your free opt-in offer. A VA can write an autoresponder series for you for your autoresponder, like AWeber. They can set up your newsletter, set up a really nice newsletter template that matches the branding on your site. and schedule it for you once a week, once a month, however you want to do that. You know, get your shopping cart set up. Maybe you have a digital product that you want to market and, you know, get that set up in the cart where, you know, once the payment is processed, link it with your payment processor like PayPal or, you know, if you, any other merchant account that you're using. They can help you to format your ebook, make it look pretty, develop a front cover. I mean, there are even VAs that strictly just do transcription. You know, one of the things that I'm always after my clients about is don't just look at it as just an ebook. You know, you can take that ebook, speak it, or record it, if you will, and then you can package that. You know, so now you have an ebook, you have an audio, and now you have a package that you can then turn in turn market on Facebook, on your website, or whatever have you. So your VA is somebody that really can execute or implement the things that you really envision happening in your business, but you don't necessarily have the skill set to do. And instead of trying to, you know, blow your brains out, acquiring that new skill, it's just way more effective to hire somebody who has the skill, who can do it efficiently, and who can turn it around quickly for you so that you can move forward with your business. Did I answer your question?
Yes.
Okay,
you
cool.
Gave a lot of great ideas. And the key point behind it, I mean, you know, you just talked about a lot of different things that a VA can do.
Right.
But the key point behind it is this isn't somebody that comes and works at your office. This is somebody that you basically hire them to take care of the menial tasks that you don't want to do or you just don't have time to do. And
right.
That's one of the big things that a lot of times – VAs, you know, people don't really understand what they can do. And I want to kind of go a little sidetrack here in mm-hmm. relationships to the type of relationships you can have with different virtual assistants, because I've had experience on various different levels. And I know you run things a little bit different than most, just based on the conversation you just had. The things you just said really kind of brought this to a point. I know some virtual assistants that are out there that literally do things. They do exactly what they're told and do it exactly the way they're told. And they don't think, they don't strategize, they basically say, okay, you know, this is my list of things, and they do it. And
right.
I think you had some strategy in there too, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. That's kind of my hook, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Most VAs are very task-oriented, and there's, you know, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. You know, they get a list from their client, they, you know, and they basically just sit and check off the list and, you know, do their billing, and they're good to go. The way that we set ourselves apart is that we will get on the phone with a client, and the very first step is actually setting up an hour and a half of a business strategy session. And we want to sit with you and take a look at where you want your business to be in the next 90 days. That's the very first step. So where do you want your business to be income-wise? What types of products are you looking to develop? And then after we've come up with a very clear picture, then we map out a strategy of how to get you there. And then the implementation or the execution piece comes in. So the VA portion of the work actually doesn't happen until we've already invested a few hours with you, really getting a feel for what your business is about and what your business goals are. And I think that that's how we set ourselves apart. We do offer that strategy component. So if you come to us and you know you need a VA, but you're not 100% A, what they can do or even how they can really help your business, we can actually say, okay, this is what you're doing. This is what you need to be doing because you can increase your income by doing it, and this is how we can execute that for you. So I think that's how we kind of set ourselves apart from some of the other VA firms that are out there.
Right. And that's something that's really, it's really important for people to think about, because I know a lot of people had bad experiences with virtual assistants before. And you've heard, you mentioned about the not using people from outside of the country. I've used both. I've used people here locally, within the States and without. Had people in India and in the Philippines that I've worked with. And I've had good and bad experiences. But one of the first
right.
things that I learned in that was, especially for the people coming outside of the U.S., obviously, you can grab people there for a whole lot cheaper because
Right.
they're, you know, I mean, $500 a month is like living like a king there. But
Right.
you have to be very specific. You have to say, okay, here are the tasks. They are button pushers. That's what they do. And if you
Yes.
don't give them what buttons to push and what order to push them in, they're
It's
going to
a
screw it
nightmare.
up. Yeah.
Yes. No, no,
and,
no. I totally agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So then you've got somebody like yourself that actually does the strategy and the thinking for it as well, that says, okay, here's the strategy I would recommend. So
Right.
you're actually advising them about the process and the systems to help them build that as well, which I think is very different, because I know some VAs, I mean, here's a perfect example. I do have somebody that I know very well who's a VA, and she does exactly what she's told, the way she's told to do it. And that is the way she runs her business. Now, I also know some other VAs that kind of go along that same route that, you know, I think you and I talked a little bit about this, is I'm an Infusionsoft geek, so we've used Infusionsoft
Right.
forever. We actually do some implementation and some strategy sessions for some clients, depending on what their needs are. But most of the time, a VA is the one that actually is in their day-to-day doing the implementation stuff for the clients. And what I
Right.
found is I've got one client right now that I'm working with that it amazes me some of the stuff that their VA is literally doing exactly what they're told, and they're not thinking that bigger picture, that strategy behind
Exactly.
what they're doing. Yeah. And so I've got these ideas that I'm getting ready to help our client implement, but what I'm finding is that the VA doesn't actually, they don't even know how to put those things in place, because they've never taken it to that level to learn those things. And I think that's something that people find as a very common, and they don't realize that when they hire somebody, they don't realize that a lot of times, many virtual assistants, that's literally, they are button pushers. They will do exactly what you say to do it and how you want it done. That's it. And that's
Right.
one thing I do have to say, that I wanted to talk about that for a second, because generally speaking, that is the case. But I do like the way you've put yourself different, where you actually sit down and strategize with them first. You're not just there to say, okay, I'm going to do this task. It's a, okay, what can we do to make this work the most efficient and the best for you as my client?
Well, that's, you know what, I think, look, it's, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, by utilizing that approach, I'm going to be able to develop a much deeper relationship. Our goal is to become a business partner. I don't want the mindset to be that I'm just another vendor that they're dealing with. I want it to be where they view me as a very important partner of, you know, or team member, if you will, part of their business. And because ultimately, by having that deeper relationship, it's going to evolve into more business for my company. That's the bottom line. I'm going to learn about their business. I'm going to be able to sit there and say, hey, have you considered this, this, and this? And implementing this, this, and, you know, A, B, and C obviously is going to give me more billable hours, or it's going to allow me to upsell them into other packages that they might not have initially have thought that they, you know, that they were interested in, or whatever have you, because they don't understand how the different components work. You know, how to take WordPress and how to integrate it, and why you need the Facebook, why you need Twitter, why you need all the other aspects if you're building a cohesive brand. Some people just come and they're like, okay, just build me a website and I'm gonna be making $1 million a month. And I'm like, you know, dude, it doesn't work that way. There's a lot of moving parts here that you have to consider. You know, and first and foremost, how big is your list? I can't say, you know, how many people do you have following you on Facebook? Like, okay, you need a website and you want to develop a business and a product and a service, but, you know, who's following you? Who's your audience? Who is your ideal client? One of the, you know, part of our strategy session is, let's develop an avatar. Who is your ideal client? Write down to, you know, what's their background? Where do they eat? Where do they shop? You know, what's their education level? What's their age group? The whole demographic piece is really important, because when you drill it down, that's when you can be really, really clear and very, very effective when it comes to your marketing. And I don't know a lot of VAs that are out there that are doing that kind of strategy work with prospective clients. Yeah, and
Right.
that's the piece I love, because it's kind of part coaching, part strategy. You know, so I did complete my coaching certification, so I actually get to use it. So that you know, so that's why I really love the strategy piece.
Yeah, well, and that's cool too. I love the fact that you actually went backwards from a lot of people. A lot of people started off in that service type business, and then moved into coaching. And that's what I did. My original company was a web and graphic design company, and then we switched over once I got burned out and tired of doing that. I said, okay, what's going to be the next evolution? And that's where Your Marketing University ended up evolving to, which was a training and a coaching program. And yeah, so it's so funny. And you're doing it kind of the opposite, but that gives
opposite
you
way.
definitely gives you a heads up in that scenario. And there's a couple of things that you just said here that I want to touch on for a minute, because I think those are really important things. Number one is you want to make sure if somebody's hiring, whether you're hiring an employee or a virtual employee, you know, I mean, that's what a virtual assistant is essentially. And you want to make sure that you can bring them in and get them into that mindset of becoming partners. And I think so many people don't embrace that. They still think of somebody as a hired monkey. And that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about actually building somebody that you want to have that's going to be part of your team for years to come. And you really build them as part of your team, not a hired hand. And I think that is a very different concept as well. And I think even when you talk about, you know, you can hire a web and graphic design company to do a logo and a website and your brochures or any of that kind of stuff, that usually that's more of a hired hand type situation. Once you're done, you're done.
That's a vendor relationship. In my mind, that's a vendor relationship.
Yeah.
It's not a partnership. When you're a partner with someone, you have a vested interest in their success. And that's what we do. We want you to succeed, because ultimately the more business we're able to help you to create, the more business we will then get from you.
Right. Very cool. Awesome. Okay. So let's say somebody they realize that it's going on here. And the next question, and I see this one all the time, people try to ask that thing saying, I don't think I can afford somebody right now.
I know.
Yeah, because I've been there before. I can say, you know, before you even answer the question, I can tell you that it was so worth it, and it does actually save me money. But I want you to kind of approach that, because I know that's a question that you've gotten probably 1,000 times already.
Yeah, you know, I mean, look, the majority of my clients, they're coaches, speakers, consultants, and authors. Those are kind of like the buckets.
And, people like me.
I mean, exactly. And I mean, the average, and again, I'm just basing this on the people that I'm working with, their average hourly rate that they're billing themselves out at is about $150 an hour. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm charging $40 an hour as a VA, okay, which is, I think, is really competitive for what we're offering. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if it's going to take you just, like, to pick one task, like I had a client who actually was just like, there's no way. Why does it take you 45 minutes to do a newsletter? You know, that's $40. And I'm like, okay, but let's just do a test. You go into the app. You do next week's newsletter. It took him 3.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
3.5 hours at $150 is, and I've got my calculator out because I'm horrible with numbers, is $525 of potential income he lost by doing his own newsletter. Whereas had I done it for him, it would have taken me 45 minutes and I would have charged him the $40.
Right.
So, people really need to look at it to get away from that mindset of, oh, my God, $40 an hour, because, you know what, it's all about the amount of time it's going to save you. It's about the amount of time that it's going to free up for you or for them so that they can, in turn, bill those hours to a client of their own. So when we start to talk about the whole ROI or the return on investment, this is the key component. You know, if you're making $150 and I'm only billing at $40, you're still earning $110 an hour, and you're getting a specific task done that you don't even have to worry about anymore.
Right. Well, and I think that one thing that really, really plays into that is also because of your expertise, you are going to be able to do it massively faster. And that's,
Exactly.
yeah. And I think that's really a key point behind it, because I can tell you, you know, coming from, again, the web design world, I've got that experience where people's like, oh, well, I'm just going to do it myself. And it takes them 20 hours to create a page on their website. And I could have gotten it done in, you know, 5 minutes. You know,
right.
because I've got that experience, and
right,
but that
exactly.
was they were being cheap, and they didn't want to pay an hourly rate. You know, they didn't want to pay
exactly.
me the half an hour instead of the 5 minutes. You know, and I think that we tend to look at the flat dollar instead of the valuing of our time. And I think that as entrepreneurs, a lot of times we do discount our own worth. And I think that's
yeah.
really what hits us with this and actually hurts us more than anything else. You know, my rule of thumb is, and I always recommend, is that if you can hire somebody, if you can afford to have somebody else take care of something for you, you should do it. Now, there are certain things that I think you should maintain control over, and I do believe that you should have your pulse on everything that's going on in your business. But there are certain things that it's just not worth your time. And you
Absolutely.
Can sit down and screw around with it for hours and pull your hair out. I mean, I've seen people get frustrated. As a matter of fact, I had one guy comes to me and goes, I've been fighting with this thing and I'm trying to figure it out. And I said, and he told me he's been working on this for 6 hours. And I was like, well, you should have just gone
yeah.
and get this plug in. It was going to cost you, it cost him $100 one time. And it was
right.
all set up. Yeah, he comes
there
back the
go.
Next day. He's like, I can't believe I didn't know that before. I'm like, well, you would have if you just asked me sooner.
Yep.
Yeah,
exactly.
but it's experience. And that's
right.
one of the things I think that when you're thinking about working with virtual assistants, there's two modalities you want to think about. Number one is, what is your time worth? Is your time worth doing a $40 an hour job when you charge $100, $150 an hour? Probably not. The second thing
exactly.
is, don't discount their time. You know, when you're hiring somebody else, don't discount their time. Don't say, well, I heard that I can get, you know, a virtual assistant out of the Philippines for $3 an hour when somebody like you is charging $40 an hour. That's because you've got the experience and you're getting that strategy and that bigger picture thinking as well. There's a very,
exactly.
very big difference between that.
You're absolutely right.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right. So let's talk about, I know one of the other things, the flip side of this is people that decide that they can just get virtual assistants to run their entire business and they can just sit on their laurels and do a whole lot of nothing. Let's talk about that one a little bit, because that's actually kind of a little bit of a pet peeve of mine. And I've seen some people that have actually approached me on that, saying, I just want to hire somebody else to do it all for me. And I'm like, yeah,
that's not what I do. And the minute somebody comes at me from that place, I know that that's not my ideal client. I mean, look, can VAs do that? Yes, they can. However, I don't think that that's a smart approach for many business owners. Like you said before, you need to have your pulse and, you know, kind of, you need to have an idea of what's going on in your business. You don't necessarily have to be involved in the day-to-day, every day, every aspect, but you do need to know what's going on. But, you know, you can definitely hire an online business manager who, you know, which basically, it effectively places a layer between yourself and your client. And again, this is all depending on the type of business that you're running. You know, I have coaches that they don't want to deal with the appointment setting and, you know, the customer service issues and all of that. So they hire someone to run that aspect and to do the day-to-day scheduling and the follow-up and the confirmations. So, yes, you can absolutely hire somebody, but I'm almost uncomfortable with somebody that kind of just wants to drop their whole business in my lap and just tell me to go for it. And, you know, they just want to collect a check at the end of the month. That's not somebody that I really envision as my ideal client. You know, I want somebody that I can really partner with, interact with, and come up with some kind of cool ideas for, you know, versus somebody who wants to be that removed. Because then, you know, they're not really vested. And to me, it's almost like a hobby for them. It's not really a business.
Right. Well, and I think that that's a really valid point. And I know from coming from like your standpoint on that, I've actually had clients that have gone through that same process with where we started working on a project and they just said, I want you just to take the ball and run with it. And I'm like, yeah, but you're going to have to answer some questions every once in a while.
Well, yeah. Well, there you go. That's the flip side. You know, okay, yes, I can absolutely take over project management for you, but there's going to be certain aspects where I'm going to have to come back to you and say, okay, what do you think about this? This is where we're at with this, you know, or I might need additional information or whatever. And, you know, anybody that's just like two hands off, it just creates a lot of frustration for me and for my team because you get stuck in a place where you can't move forward. And I like to execute. I don't like to leave things hanging around too long. You know, we develop timelines for all of our clients, and we're really, really strict about sticking to them. It's right. really important to me that when you hire me, you're paying me for a service. I can turn a custom website around in 7 business days as long as I'm getting the content from you, as long as you're approving things on a regular basis, etc. If you hold me up, that process can turn into 2 weeks or 2 months. And I can't have that because I have other clients coming in. I have other clients, you know what I mean? So the whole timeline aspect is really critical. And anybody that wants to be that hands-off, I know I'm going to run into problems with. So I would never take on a client that comes to me that way.
Right. Well, and I think that that's a really powerful lesson for anybody listening is that you can't just hire somebody and walk away. I mean, it's one thing when you have a franchise where the franchise is actually giving you all the steps and you can just say, okay, go watch these videos or go to, you know, fast food school or whatever that is. And train people and then let them do their thing and walk away. There's a certain point where that happens, but there is a certain point where you still need to keep your pulse on what's going on, and you do need to be available to help them out. And I know I've seen that before, and that's one thing for anybody who's ever worked with me. It's like, okay, if you have any questions, let me know. And I try to get out of their way and let them do their job. And then you do have that opposite side where you feel like you have to be hands-on, like I do quite a bit. But, you know, the idea is to let them do their job, but at the same time, don't expect them to do everything on their own and know your entire business in a day. You know, you've got to be available for them.
Right. Absolutely.
All right. So let's talk a little bit. I know one of the big things that a lot of people are hiring virtual assistants for right now is to help manage their social media because it's gotten so overwhelming and there's so many different things to do that a lot of people are just saying, I don't want to deal with it. I want to hire somebody else to take care of it.
Exactly.
And I personally have very mixed feelings about this. And so I'm going to keep my mouth shut for right now because I want to hear your side of the story first. And then I may come in and play devil's advocate with a couple of things.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, social media, the way that we run a typical social media marketing plan, and again, this might not be the way that other VAs do it, I like to use a client's blog almost as the hub, okay? Their content is then what we push out to the different social media marketing channels that they have. So a key component of any social media program that we're going to execute for a client, it's going to involve writing blog posts. We can do that for them, but what we tend to do is we'll draft an article, but it's key that the client then takes the time to review it and give it their own voice, if you will, and then we can, you know, do the keyword, do the tagging, upload it, and then actually put them onto, I use a social media dashboard. I know some people like to use Hootsuite. We like to automate things as much as possible. I mean, you've got to do some live tweeting, and it's kind of like a mix. and then in terms of getting back to the whole content aspect, you can share other people's content. I absolutely think that, you know, people want to view your blog almost as a reference point. You know, instead of searching all over the internet and Googling topics, they want to come to your blog because they know that you're going to have the type of content that they're looking for, and it makes it simple for them. But you can share other content from other people who are, you know, noted industry experts. But I think from, you know, just from a traffic perspective, you always want to have the content coming from your website, from your blog. So the very first step in our process is, how often are you blogging? We look to do that at least 3 to 5 times per week. And, you know, we have a process for how to come up with content and how to push it out. And then we take that content and put it out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, help them to develop videos. It all depends on the type of business that they have. So some of it is automated, yes, because you just have to nowadays. You can't sit there all day long posting status updates and tweeting and you know, because it's extremely time consuming. You'll lose an entire day doing that. So we have a very effective method that we use. One of the dashboards, my favorite dashboard, we use Sprout Social. It's awesome.
Which one is it?
Sprout Social.
Sprout Social, okay. That's one I haven't used before.
And, you know, I used to use Hootsuite, love Hootsuite, but Sprout Social, the way that they have Hootsuite beat is that the dashboard is much cleaner. The team aspect is much more effective. Like, I can assign teams to specific accounts that will only have access to specific tasks. And their reporting system is included in the monthly charge versus Hootsuite, where they charge extra for that. So you can get a really affordable dashboard and the reporting aspect and the analytics, because that, you know, that's part of our social media program. We offer reporting, weekly reporting, so that the clients can really see, you know, okay, their level of engagement is up, their follower, their numbers are kind of in line with what we're doing for them, because people need to see that. You know, social media, you're looking at a 3 to 6 month commitment. Nobody is going to turn around and give you 10,000 followers. And if they do, they're buying them from somewhere. And that's not an effective way to build up a following. I mean, you're looking for quality people who are interested in what you have to say. There's no point in buying 10,000 followers from like a Fiverr website or something like that, and these people are not engaged. They're not going to your site. They're not reading your posts. They're not interested in your products and services. The whole point of social media is you want to connect with your audience in a way that they'll get to know, like, and trust you, and you can convert them into a paying client.
Right. So, very cool. And I have to say that you said some really good stuff there. The last thing right there is the quality of followers. You want people that are actually engaged. It doesn't matter how many you have. What matters is the quality of them, or do they really care what you have to say? And I think that's a really important thing for everybody to really pay attention to. This is somebody who does this all the time, and she's saying it, okay? Because I've had that argument with people, actually. I remember years ago, I actually had somebody come up with me, and he had more followers on Facebook than I did, or more friends on Facebook than I did. And he was like, why is it that you're an expert? How do you call yourself an expert when I have more friends than you do? And I said, well, when you post something out, how many people actually respond?
Right.
And, you know, and he was getting about a 5% response rate.
Right.
And I was getting about a 75% response rate.
Exactly. It's all about your engagement. I mean, who cares? Do you want to have 10,000 people who basically ignore you, or do you want to have 10 people who are completely engaged, who respond to you when you post questions, who join your contests, and who are actually on your site commenting on your content? I mean, to me, that's a no-brainer, because those 10 people could then in turn turn out to be 10 of your highest paying clients. And that's what social media really is about. It's finding, you know, kind of going through the noise and you know, really honing in and finding the people who are really interested in what you have to say, and then connecting with them and actively building a relationship. It's not about the numbers. It's about the relationship that you develop with that follower.
Right. Well, and you said something else that I think is really, really important that kind of goes to my devil's advocate side of the whole social media concept. And you know, any kind of marketing, especially when it's content-related marketing, is that a lot of people think that they can just have somebody else just write all their stuff and post it and basically be completely hands-off. And I personally can't stand that. That's a personal issue. I think that content should come from the owner or the person involved. It could even be an employee or a manager, but somebody within the company should be involved because they know the language. That's their business. They're invested in it. And that's where I found a lot of people tend to, in my opinion, completely miss the boat. And I know you said that you guys can write articles for people, and then but you pretty much try to make them at least read through them and change them with their own voice and their own language as well. And that's where I'm a firm believer that you should be putting out your own stuff, but you can hire somebody else to actually post it for you.
Right. Right. Yeah. And that's our mindset. I mean, that's key. It really is. I mean, when we write posts, we typically will have the clients provide us with a list of topics, and we'll do some research. Well, obviously you want to check your keywords. You want to see where things are at from that perspective, but you know, it's almost a set of bullets that we'll present them with. You know, and then we'll tell them, "Okay, here's an optimized title, and this is what's going on, you know, in connection with this specific topic," and then they can take it from there. I have a template that we use for writing blog posts that we provide our social media marketing clients with. And so, in essence, what we're really giving them is a suggested title that we know is keyword rich, and then almost 5 to 10 bullet points that they can then just expand upon, but using their own voice and then tapping into their own expertise. So that post evolves into something that really is from them and not from us. And, it requires some work, but we set up an editorial calendar where a lot of our clients, they might spend 6 to 8 hours blogging, but that's about once a month, because then we take those blog posts and, you know, we slice them and dice them and create content for an entire month, you know, whether it's, you know, and that's the way that you do it. So it seems like a lot of work on the back end, but it really, really isn't. Not when you see what we can do with the content that they send back to us.
Right. Well, and that's the key point, is that they're doing what, you know, they're putting their voice out there. They write the articles, and then you go through and maybe you cut them into multiple articles, or maybe you just rewrite some of them to make them more keyword rich.
Exactly.
And those kind of things those are the nitty gritty detail things that are actually quite boring and tedious to people like me. That's a great way to do it, because I love to write and I have fun with that, but the cleaning up and the editing to make sure that all of my typos and my grammar are caught. I can't count the number of times people come back and say, "You really need to check your grammar." And I'm like, you know what? If you can't understand what I'm reading and you're more concerned about my grammar than what I actually said, then whatever. I don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, but that's where you can have a virtual assistant that takes care of those things for you, because that's one thing that I hate doing that. I'll read through my articles like twice and my ADD kicks in and I'm like, okay, I'm done now. And so that's where you can really take advantage of having somebody else take care of those things. And they can actually be the one that logs into your WordPress and posts it up there and makes sure that all the tags and all the SEO related stuff inside of WordPress are set up properly. And they can be the one that does the submission to share that with all the social media sites and that kind of stuff. And those are the type of things that can turn a half hour of writing an article into 2 hours. And so as the business owner, as the person whose time is more valuable, I would much rather spend a half an hour and let somebody else take care of that other hour and a half.
There you go. And that, you know what, and that other hour and a half, you know, you're billing out at your rate. And the other aspect is, too, the VA is in turn, in essence, really creating business for you. Because, you know, once we syndicate those posts, then comes the traffic. Ideally you've got really good copy that's going to convert people, and it's actually going to generate an income for you. And that's something else that's lost with social media. People just, they don't get that along with that investment, there will be income if it's done properly. You know, you'll start to get the kind of traffic that you need that will lead to the conversions that you for the clients that you're looking for.
No, definitely. Very cool. All right. So we're getting a little bit close to our time here. And I wanted to talk to you because again, you know, some people, they're just not sure if they can afford somebody right away. So let's talk about some creative ways for entrepreneurs to be able to hire and, you know, an experienced virtual assistant as opposed to the 14-year-old down the block, and, you know, get somebody that can really help them out, some tasks that'll help save them time, make them a little bit of money, and get them to that next level. So what are some of the things that you would recommend to get started?
Well, what we actually came up with two really cool ways that people can approach hiring a VA. One of them is we offer a Share the Wealth billing program. So basically, we have a minimum number of hours that we require to begin working with us, and that's 20 hours per month. So you do the math, $40 an hour, that's $800 a month. And you know what, we do recognize that that might be beyond what you can afford to invest at this moment. However, a lot of entrepreneurs are networking and, you know, kind of birds of a feather flock together. They know other people who are in the same boat as they are in. You know, they want to expand their business, they need to, you know, find new clients, and they need to get everything done. So they can, basically what we're letting people do is share the number of hours with another person. So in essence, that $800 could get shared amongst four people. So now they each get 5 hours of VA services, and they're only paying $200 a month versus somebody trying to struggle to come up with the $800 to hit our minimum number of hours. Does that kind of make sense? So you can,
yeah.
It's almost like a co-op program, if you will.
Exactly.
And then another really cool option is become a referral partner. If you refer a client to us who in turn books 25 hours or more, either month to month, or if they make a 3 or 6 month commitment, you will earn 5 hours of free VA services, excluding graphic design, because that's at a different price point. But there's no cap on that. So for every single client that you refer to us who becomes a client for 25 hours or more, you can earn 5 hours of free services that you're not paying for. And you can put those hours towards any of your projects. You can bank that time and save it up. So, you know, if you send three people, that's 15 hours of VA services, and we can put that towards developing your website, getting your newsletter set up, whatever. So it offers a lot of flexibility. So those are the two options that we have. And if you wanted to learn a little bit more about that, I sent you the link. You can go to our website, which is nextlevel-va.com/WordPress/hire-a-VA. And it goes in depth, and you can actually set up a consult with us if you want to talk a little bit more about those programs. And we'd love to talk about your needs.
Very cool. And we'll put that link on the show notes as well, so everybody's got that. So if you're listening to this from iTunes, just go to drivingyourmarketing.com and you'll find this episode. Just search for Lisa. You'll have her come up there, and you can just show it. Look in the show notes. We'll make sure that the link is there for you as well. Cool. And that's a cool creative way to do that. That's one thing you can look at doing with somebody else if you're not really sure if you can quite afford somebody, and certain VAs do have minimums. Then you could do just exactly what Lisa just talked about. Look at seeing if you have somebody else that you can partner up with and help split that cost. It's going to be good for them, it's good for you, and that VA now gets that extra client. So, you know, Lisa, you got a great plan of the way you set that up. I love the idea that you're actually putting it out there, because a lot of times people don't even think about that.
Right.
All right, very cool. Well, we are about ready for the end of our show here. So I've got one last question. I always ask this of every guest. If there is one action item that people can get out there and do immediately, what would that be?
I can think of 25. I mean, I think the very first thing that people need to do is they need to make a decision. They need to just decide what it is that they want to do, and they need to make a commitment, a decision and a commitment. And I know it doesn't seem like it's an action item, but it's key to getting them to build the momentum to move forward. You know, and outside of that, oh, gosh, you know, just action item, Lisa. I think make the commitment to hiring the support that you need, and also be willing to let that person help you on that part of the journey. And, I mean, the very first step for any new business, from my perspective, is a website. You know, you've got to have a place where you can send people, where they can opt in, where they can learn about your services, and really get to know you as an entrepreneur and as an expert in your market. So get your site done.
All right, there you go. So if you do not have your website up yet, that could very easily be your first task. Get somebody
Absolutely.
Who can help you get that site up and running. Because, I mean, there's so many people that don't have a site up yet, and it's so critical in today's world. And I think that, you know, that the great thing is you don't have to hire somebody who's going to do a $5,000 or $10,000 website for you. You can hire a VA that can help you get it up and running on a smaller budget, something to get you up and started. And you can always expand on it down the road. And you get somebody like Lisa who's got the WordPress experience, which is what I always recommend. The great thing is that when you're ready to do that overhaul and do that big site, you use the same framework. So all you're doing is having somebody that can put basically a new skin over the top of it. And that's
right, exactly.
And it saves you so much effort, and you're not starting from scratch down the road. It's something you can do like right away. You can literally get your domain name and get your hosting, get your website set up literally in the next few days just to get something started.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Lisa, thank you so much. This has been a lot of fun. You shared a lot of great information. And
thank you so much.
Yes, and we've got the link. We're going to put that link up on the show notes as well. Let me go back on my notes. I want to make sure I have it right. That is nextlevel-va.com/WordPress/hireAVA. All one word, lowercase. So HIREAVA. And that we'll have that on the show notes. So if you didn't get that, come back to the website. We'll have it linked in there as well. And so, Lisa, we're going to wrap things up here. Thank you again. And if there's anything you can think of that I can do to help support you, reach out and let me know.
Thank you so much, Eli. This has been awesome. Have a wonderful evening.
All right. You too. Everybody get out there. Have an amazing rock star week, and we'll see you on the next show.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Hey there. This is Eli again, and I got a question for you. Do you have a roadmap for marketing your business? If you're consistently looking for new marketing ideas just to keep your business going, then you need to check out smallbusinessmarketingroadmap.com and download the free special report that I created to help you create a marketing plan that will thrive in any economy. Again, that's smallbusinessmarketingroadmap.com. Go get it, read it, and start the road trip of your lifetime. See you on the other side.